In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Did you catch it? It happened fast. Large crowd and they're pressing in. And in the front line, there's a scribe. He's about to have a conversation with Jesus. Let's talk about the scribes for a minute. They took absolutely every opportunity to embarrass Jesus. They questioned everything he said, did, and thought. They were mean, they were rude, and they were conniving. And there's one right in front of Jesus. Only on this particular day, the scribe decided to be nice. It's important for you to know that everybody knew about the scribes. And they weren't alone. There were other groups that were in conflict with Jesus. But at this point, I'm pretty sure most of you are saying, "Oh, Stephen, 2,000 years ago, give it a break, let it go." Except that you and I have scribes in our lives. Don't we? People that can't wait to have the last word. People that can't wait to criticize, ridicule, make you look bad. Transference, they were mad at somebody and you look like them, so you get it. There are scribes in our lives. Now, in a very dignified way, it would be most appropriate for me to say, in a kind of English way, that the scribe was an undesirable. Let me see if I can get the Downton Abbey accent right. "We'd rather not have him for dinner." Now, let me give you the Steve Hendry version of this. "He was a slime-sucking..." And he's right there. All Jesus had to do was take his hands and wrap them around his neck. Ever been there? Ooh, do we hate to admit that's part of who we are. But there's a choice, and the choice is this. What if we choose to soak ourselves in God's love and respond in God's love? It's exactly how Jesus handled it. He gave him an opportunity to find common ground and then respected that common ground. How challenged that is for you and for me. I don't know if you know this, but when I was growing up in Simcoe, we had 3 African-American families in the whole town. It was a town that was known for the minstrel show. Did you get that? And my brother's best friend was one of the young men in one of those families. You should have seen my dad's face when Wilbur showed up for dinner. And Chris is trying, my brother, who I adore, is trying to dance around the issue. And he said to his friend Wilbur, "We're so glad you're here for dinner. You're welcome here anytime. You're my best friend. And we don't mind that you're different." And Wilbur, with that huge white smile, said, "And I don't mind you're white." Our family became a centerpiece for all cultures and all creeds and all communities. My mom spent 35 years teaching nursery school in the Roman Catholic system. To special ed children, you had to be blind or deaf or missing a limb to be in her class. And you also had to be under the age of 5. And she did that for 35 years. To learn to accept others, whether they are physically, emotionally, psychologically, or spiritually different than ourselves, is soaking ourselves in God's love. Sometimes the greatest difficulty about loving ourselves, you know the rule, right? Love the Lord your God with all your body, mind, and spirit, and love your neighbor as yourself. Sometimes the greatest challenge is not loving your neighbor, it's loving yourself. Because you are keenly aware of all the mistakes you've ever made in your life, and too often we continue to beat ourselves up for no good reason because God has already forgiven you. He's already wiped the slate clean. He's already given you a brand new beginning. And you continue to abuse yourself for no reason. Because God's love has flown over you through Jesus Christ and made you a new creature. We are all, let me get this out, all equal. All equal. It doesn't matter who you are or where you've been or who you were with. As long as you love Christ, that's the only thing that matters in this place. We are all equal in the face of Christ. It's a challenging thing to love yourself. But you might want to begin with this. You are a gift to this world, and God wants you to celebrate being that gift. Now, I don't know about you, when it comes to neighbors, every once in a while, this gets extremely difficult. And they get close enough, and you might think about it. That's the moment to remind yourself that you need to be able to function in God's love. Sometimes when others come at you, when they attack you, when they make false accusations, when they say and do things that are completely inappropriate and unacceptable, you need to know that they are functioning out of their pain, their frustration, their irritation. One of my colleagues had this wonderful way of handling, expressing what he was in the midst of, and he would walk down the hallway on his way to do a service, and people would say, "How are you today?" And he always had the same response. He always said, "Oh, I'm healthy." And one Christmas Eve, on his way to do the Christmas Mass, he's walking down the hallway, and somebody said, "How are you?" And he said, "I'm healthy." And they said, "You know, that's a stupid response. You always say the same thing. How are you for real?" He said, "Well, my mom died 5 minutes ago, and I need to go do the Mass. So if you don't mind, could we explore this later?" We never know what somebody else is going through. And so it's so important for us to be intentional about soaking ourselves in God's love and being able to respond with an open mind and an open heart, because Jesus made every single one of us as a precious gift to each other. Something to pray about. Amen.